BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
We've made good time. We could pull in for a coffee at the services if you want.
Oh, I'd rather just get there, if that's okay with you.
No problem. Save myself a tenner. I bet Neil's strutting round Barrow proud as punch now, eh?
Why?
Do you know here? Ruth Archer won the ploughing match yesterday. Neil came second on the little grey. You can tell George his grand is now the owner of the 2024 Ladies' Cup.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to bring up Neil or Susan unless George does. I don't want to go and upset him. Oh, I can't believe I'm going to prison.
I never thought you'd say that.
But I read that when you go through security, they sometimes use sniffer dogs to search you.
You're all right with dogs, you'll be fine.
Well, I keep checking I've got what I need, visitor order number, provisional licence.
You're all set.
I'm just worried I'll trigger an alarm or, I don't know, find that someone's planted something on me.
Look, if you're that stressed out by this, you don't have to do it. We can turn up at the next junction and make up some excuse to tell George.
Well, he'd be gutted if I didn't turn up.
It's a good thing you're doing. Most people have never stepped into a tail in their lives. Isn't it shame in feeling nervous?
At least I only have to visit. I'll be back in the car soon enough, coming home. And George is trapped in there, day after day after day.
I'm such an idiot.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, thanks, Fallon, but it's okay. It's just a few things from the shop. I don't know what I did. Tripped over my own feet.
Well, it's this rain. The grass is slippy.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Or it's just me being clumsy.
Ah, you're lucky. It's only the eggs that got broken.
Oh, no, are they?
Oh, here.
One of them is fine.
Hey.
It's okay, Emma.
No, I'm sorry, I'm being stupid.
No. What is it?
Brad's got a visit with George.
Oh, right.
It's all I can think about, him going and me still here.
Of course.
Cut my finger making Kira's packed lunch this morning, stubbed my toe getting dressed.
Well, you should definitely leave the tree surgery to Ed today. I don't fancy your chances with a chainsaw.
Yeah, you're probably right. Oh, but these eggs, I was going to make an omelette.
Well, you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs.
No. An eggshell omelette.
Yeah, here. At least the bag of sugar's intact.
Oh, thanks, Fallon.
Okay. I'd better get off if you're sure you're all right.
Yeah, I am. I just need to get home and hide from the world till I hear back from Brad.
You okay, mate?
What?
First time visiting?
Yeah.
Thought so. You looked a bit jumpy when they gave you the pat-down search.
Did I?
It's all right. I'm still not used to it. I feel like I'm the one who's done something wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
You here to see your brother? Or your dad?
Nah, my cousin. Well, he's a mate too.
Well, nice to meet you. I'm Rhea.
Brad.
My boyfriend's in here, Elliot.
That must be hard, you know, being away from each other.
It is. And he's missing out on so much with the baby and everything.
You've got a baby?
She was born after he got banged up.
So, he's never met her?
He has. I bring her in for the family sessions. They have these visiting times for kids, with toys and colouring and that. It's a tiny bit more relaxed. Not that she plays with toys. She's only 12 weeks. I'd show you a photo if they hadn't taken our phones.
What did your boyfriend do? Sorry, I probably shouldn't ask.
It's fine. He's in for pushing a security guard. The guy accused him of stealing sweets when he actually hadn't. Happens all the time. Usually he stays calm, super polite like his mum taught him. But this time he lost his cool. Got banged up for assault. I mean, I do get it. Kind of. He gets so sick of being blamed for stuff he hasn't done, but what hot-headed idiot takes on a security guard? And me, 6 months pregnant. Coming here, getting looks. Just another prisoner's baby mum.
Why have you been together alone?
Since we were 13.
Wow.
He's got A-levels. was applying for uni. I'm sticking by him this time, but I can't be doing this again. I'm not hanging about forever waiting for him to grow up. He might be Tia's dad, but that doesn't mean I have to give him a million chances. Right. Come on, Brad. Looks like we're going in.
Okay.
George. Hi.
Oh, you don't know how good it is to see you. I was worried they might not call me. Thought you might have bottled it.
No. I'm here. Of course I'm here. How are you doing? You look...
pale. Spotty.
I wasn't going to say spotty.
Good job I'm locked up, eh? Not sure Tilly Button would be that impressed.
No. You don't look great.
Oh, cheers.
I didn't mean...
It's all right. You could tell me I look like a washed-out maggot and I'd still be pleased to see you.
Washed-out. That's what Clary says to me whenever I see her. Brad, you look washed out. You need some fresh air and sunshine.
How are they?
The family? Yeah. Good. Missing you.
Really?
Your mum has sent in some cash online. Said it should be in your account in a few days.
That's nice of her. I can buy shower gel from the canteen. Then, when it's nicked, I can buy some more.
How do people get away with nicking things in prison? Aren't you literally being watched 24/7?
You'd be surprised what people get away with in here.
Yeah?
There's a gang that runs the wing. Either the govs have no idea, or they know and they don't care.
You mean, like a proper gang?
Yeah. Even my cellmate seems scared of them, and he's right hard.
Do you get on with him? I mean, it sounds like it might be handy to have him on your side.
We was okay together at first. I mean, he took anything good I had, nicked my crisps, but he was friendly enough, and then, you know what, it doesn't matter.
It does matter. Tell me.
Then someone took the photos of Kira and Poppy off my wall. I thought it was him, joking around, so I asked him about it. He swore he didn't take them, but that kind of made it worse, because I got it in my head that some sicko had them in his cell.
That's grim. So, what did you do?
I told an officer about it. He phoned the photos for me. Some idiot had drawn ears and mustaches like kids do at school.
Well, I can get your mum to send more photos.
Nah, no point. She didn't know I had them anyway. I wasn't going to bring any, but I just wanted something, you know. The photos are the least of my worries. I don't know what I was on, going to the gov for help. Keep your head down. That's what people told me. And instead, what do? Turn grass in my first week.
Maybe no one knows.
Everyone knows.
So maybe they'll forget.
They won't forget, Brad. Yesterday someone peed in my bed.
That's awful. Do you know who did it?
No. And it wouldn't change anything if I did. I'm never going to a gov again.
But you can't sleep in someone else's urine.
Nah, I'll wash the sheets in the sink, but they still stink and they're damp.
Can't you get new sheets?
Not till Tuesday. I hardly slept last night, which is probably not a bad idea since my cellmate now hates me.
Come in. Sorry about the mess.
Oh, don't worry about that. No, I just wanted to see how you are. I keep thinking about your broken eggs and, well, you crying.
Oh, Fallon, it's really kind of you. I feel a bit silly about that now.
So you're okay?
Yeah, and I'll be much better when I hear back from Brad.
Oh, of course.
I'm writing George a letter.
Oh.
I've been writing it since Monday. I just want him to know I'm thinking about him. He's probably going to have a good laugh when he reads it.
Well, you know what? I bet he'll just be relieved that there are people who still care about him.
Looks like it's time to go.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming. Will you come again?
Of course. But I know your mum and dad and Ed are really desperate to see you. They think you're mad at them.
I'm not mad. I just don't want them to see me like this. You can tell them I'm fine, and I'll be out before they know it.
But you're not fine.
How would them knowing that help anyone?
I suppose.
Like I said, the best thing you can do for me is keep my business going.
I'll do my best, but I've got work and uni to do.
Please. I know it's a big ask, but I need this. I need something waiting for me when I get out.
Okay. I'll give it my best shot.
Thanks. Bye, Brad. Say hi to Kira and Poppy for me.
Will do. And... be careful.
Yeah. Keep my head down, right?
Hey, Brad.
Rhea.
How was that?
Pretty awful, actually.
Yeah. same. I half wish I hadn't come today. Last time Elliot seemed pretty sorted, and today he just started crying.
Oh no.
Him being in here, it can be a roller coaster. I don't think I'll ever get used to it.
I'm starving. Do we have to wait for Mum and Chelsea to get home?
Nah, I'll warm up for them. Let's tuck in. My CPs?
Yes, please.
So you're all right now? You're shaking when you go back to the car.
Was I? Rhea, the woman I was with when I came out, she said she always feels really wobbly after visiting is over. It's like everything seems just more. Like the light's brighter, the air's colder. I even think that's why I'm so hungry.
It's a good thing you've done for George. But you don't have to be his beck and call. If he sends you a request, you don't always have to go.
I know.
I think that's Emma pulled up outside.
Is she coming here? What do I say to her?
Just what you say to me. George has gone to the gym and catching up on all Clary's favourite soaps.
But what if she can tell? I mean, what if I can't keep it up, being all positive?
Oh, she knows that jail's no holiday camp.
But she doesn't know that...
What?
That George is... That actually he's not really doing that great at all. Mm. But please, don't tell Emma that. George really doesn't want her to worry. Ugh. Hi, Ella.
Brad?
I was
going to
ring you.
Are you coming in?
Oh, sorry, Jazzer. Oh, I can see you went in. I won't keep you. I just wanted to hear how you got on. How's George?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah?
He's working out. Loves the gym. And he said to thank you for the money, he's going to buy shower gel with it.
Shower gel?
And crisps. And I said you were writing him a letter. He's looking forward to that.
Okay. Sounds like he's doing all right. Settling in. I just can't actually wait to see him for myself.
Yeah.
Well, your fish and chips will be getting cold.
Aye, that you will.
Hey, thanks, Brad. And thank you too, Jasser, for driving him there.
Ah, no worries, mate.
It means more than you know to have people still supporting George. Anyway, I better get off. Don't worry about seeing me out. You enjoy your tea. I'll see ya.
See
Bye.
You.
Bye, Emma.
Oh, I feel bad about lying to her. Do you think I did the right thing?
Aye. I think you did.